Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Gimel, Siman Nun Zayin, from Chodesh Nisan 1965. He was asked about whether it is permissible on Erev Pesach, when it is still mutter to possess chametz, to place your chametz in a kli ashpa, hanikra garbage, into the garbage bins, which are in your or on your property, with the knowledge that tomorrow on Pesach, the sanitation department will come, will take it and destroy it. So for example, if your garbage collection day happens to be on Tuesday this year, can you put your garbage out Monday morning, Erev Pesach, at the front of your property, and the next morning, you know, they'll take it away and they'll dispose of it for you. So Moshe paskins that it is usher to do so. Why is it usher? After all, he says, it's clearly obvious that when you put your chametz in the garbage, basically no one's going to go and dig through your garbage and take it out and eat it. Most people will not. You certainly will not. Most people will not. Maybe your recycling bin, they'll go and fish it out, but not in your garbage bag. Not in your garbage bag. And he says, no one is going to go fishing through your garbage bag and take out a piece of old challah from Shabbos morning's leftovers and start eating it. And it's not like we have that many animals around here that we need to feed them from the garbage that we find on the street corners. Those who have pets provide for their pets with other sources of food, not by fishing through people's garbage bins. And therefore, Moshe says, it should be much like the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis says, what's the halacha with regard to crumbs? Crumbs that I have left over in my house before Pesach. So the Gemara says, there's no need to be concerned about the crumbs that might be left over in my home before Pesach because they're so insignificant, they're bottled by themselves, automatically bottled. And the Gemara compares this to the case of one who has completed his fig harvest, and he has left on his trees some leftover figs that will never get ripe, the bad figs that are not ripe, not usable. And the Gemara says, even if those figs happen to be locked in your yard, on your property, and the only reason why you lock the property is because you have grapes that are growing there that are also still valuable. So the Gemara says, you're only guarding your property because of the grapes. That's what's valuable to you. The figs that are left on your tree after you've done the harvest, those are not valuable, they're not significant, they're not ripe, they're not good. Those are considered hefker, the Gemara says. So if Moshe says, well, you see from that Gemara that something which is in your property, which is really insignificant, and you have no use for it, no one is interested in it anymore, it's clear that you're mafker it. So in this case here as well, Moshe says, perhaps you should argue that when I put food into my garbage, it's clear that I'm being mafkered. It's very obvious that no one's interested in keeping it or eating it anymore. So why is it any different than crumbs in my house that are automatically bottled? Why should food in my garbage be any more significant? Why should that pose a problem if it's still sitting in my garbage on my property on Pesach morning? So Moshe says, nevertheless, he feels that even though technically, Medina de Gemari says it should be Hefker. And for that reason, strictly speaking, Medina de Gemara, one would not violate Bal Yerah, Bal Yematze on such chametz sitting in a garbage bin at the corner of my property because it's clearly Hefker. So if it's Hefker, there's no Isra Bal Yerah, Bal Yematze. Still, he says one should not do that and dispose of his chametz in that manner on Erev Pesach. Why not? So Moshe quotes a halachan simen tuf mem hei, sif gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that one is allowed before this Zman Isser, early Erev Pesach morning, you're allowed to put some chametz out in your yard for the birds to come and eat. Right? It's early Monday morning, you're still allowed to possess chametz, you're allowed to put it out in your yard for the birds to come and eat. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if after this Zman Isser arrives, the birds have not eaten that chametz entirely, then you have to burn it. And the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, afal pi shehamakom hefker lo yanichenu sham ele yiva'arenu. Even though it's hefker there, you still have to burn it if the birds have not eaten it. So the Magen Avraham here explains that we're talking about one's own yard, one's own chatzar. And when the Shulchan Aruch says that even though it's makom hefker, What that means is it's in a place in a yard where anyone can come and take it. And even so, it's in a place in a yard where anyone can come and take it. And you clearly don't want it because you put it out for the birds to eat. Still, the Magen Avraham explains, Shulchan Aruch is paskening that Kevan Shemunach Bershuso Chayav Leva'aro Kedino Dahainu Bestreifa L'Rabbi Yehuda. Even though you clearly have no interest in it, you're clearly mafker it, you gave it to the birds, you would let anyone come and take it if they want to come and take it. But since it's in your property, midin biur, you have a chiv to destroy it. So it seems like Moshe, based on this Magen Avraham is saying, it seems that it may be that there's no isser of Bal Yira because it's hefker, you clearly don't want it, you made that very clear. But nevertheless, because it's in your property, there is a requirement, mitzad biur, chametz, to destroy it. No, but you're mafkrit.
But the ticket guy can still come and write a ticket to you because
it's saying the city makes you responsible for it.
It's still yours.
Right, that's an interesting question. The city is going to hold you responsible for it. I think the city of Sidla also says that even within a certain number of feet beyond your property, you have an obligation to clean up. Is that not true? Right, even though it's not technically your property, even like the street right in front of your curb, I think you have an obligation to clean up. That's an interesting question. Moshe doesn't address that. You know, city-imposed responsibility that I have to bear. He is saying that even if me dina de gemara, it's hefker. Now forget the city imposing achrayas on me, but me dina de gemara, it's hefker, and there's no sin bal yira, still, he says, me din biur, since it's in your property, you have a chiv to destroy it, to burn it. Now the fact that the city might hold me responsible for it might make it even worse. Right. Meaning, when a person accepts a deposit from a guy, he accepts a chrayas for it. So then you have a chiv biur, and there's an issur bal yira there as well. So that might be even more stringent. Notice, if you hold that the city imposes you a chrayas upon you, it makes it even worse in this case. Moshe saying, he doesn't address that issue. He's saying even without that, you still have a chiv biur. Then we conclude with this, which is an important point as well, as he says the following. He says, and even if you'll become a chacham and you'll say, I'll put the garbage on the street. I'll put it just beyond my property. I won't put it on my lawn. I'll put it just on the street next to my curb. Not my property anymore. So it's not my property anymore, so then why am I chayav to be mevaret? So Moshe says, no, it doesn't help you, right? Because since it's in your garbage bin, that's still considered like it's munach in your reshus, and you should be sorefit on Erev Pesach when this man beer arrives. Now, he doesn't address what would happen if I took my garbage bag out of my bin and just put that on the street. That's when you might get into your shiloh about, well, if the city is going to hold me responsible for garbage that's within a certain number of feet just beyond my property, maybe then you could argue that, well, I still have a chrayus for it as far as the city is concerned. Maybe that makes it more like mine. But the truth is, achrayas in halacha means when I have to pay for it if something happens to it.
The guy can come and say, okay, you got a bottle of your regular garbage. And you're
like, get ticketed for it.
If something happens to it.
Right, so is that considered achrayas? When the Shulchan Aruch talks about achrayas, when you accept responsibility for a non-Jew's chametz, it's a problem in terms of Bal Yira, that's when you have to pay him for it if it gets lost or taken from you. Here, if the garbage gets taken by somebody who's, just driving by, no one's going to make you pay for it. They might fine you for it. So is that achrayus? I'm not sure if that's achrayus. For example, if I drop if I litter in some public park somewhere, God forbid, if I litter in a public park somewhere, so I might get ticketed by a policeman that sees me littering, but that's not because I have achrayus for that chametz. That's because I violate a city bylaw.
So you're mafkir. They say no, it's yours. It's the word Pusha Rabin.
But I was mafkir it, and they're upset that I'm dirtying their public property.
It's still yours.
No, they're not saying that. They're saying that you dirtied my property, so I'm penalizing you for that. So I'm not sure if that would be considered a chrayus. I mean, they'll penalize you for violating a city bylaw, but that's not saying it's yours. So it could be that if I would put the garbage bag not in a bin on the street, even if I might be ticketed by the sanitation department for not disposing of it properly, but maybe one could argue that in that case I don't have a chrayus for it, so that wouldn't be chayv levar. What?
Totally have a chrayus, but you can get a ticket on it.
That's considered a chayas, I'm saying.
It's your problem.
That's considered a chayas. But does that make it mine?
Why else would you get a ticket?
No, so maybe. You know, I'm not chayav b'chrayas for it if it gets stolen. I have to pay for it. I'm being penalized for littering. Okay, so if I litter, does that become it's mine halachically? If I clearly have das to be mafkir, and that's not in my kalim anymore, it's not in my rishus anymore. I put it in public property.
The city is saying that it is part of rishus. They're ascribing that part of the public domain.
The city bylaw is stating that these few feet in front of my curb are legally considered mine with regard to garbage in it.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying when I purchase my house, it's as if I'm also purchasing for purposes of
clean up
the few feet in front of my curb. What?
It's also someone trips on your walk, or you're also responsible for the
garbage. Okay. So you're saying it is a chrys. It is a chrys because since I'm held responsible for the garbage in that few feet in front of my curb, it's considered mine legally. Okay. Okay, that's a good taina. So, Rav Moshe doesn't address that. All we see from Rav Moshe's tshuva is that if it's on your property or even in your garbage bin, not on your property, you have a chi of beer. Whether he would allow you to put it in a bag off your property, that might get involved in that discussion. I don't know. I'm not sure what he would say in that case. But clearly, Halacha Maisi says if it's on your property or in a bin, even off your property, if the bin belongs to you, you'd have a chi of beer. That's obviously why in our neighborhood and other large Jewish communities, others have as well, the sanitation department coming in with their trucks in our Pesach so that you can dispose of your chametz not on your property, but in their truck. So that certainly would cover all bases.
They're supposed to be there
before the Zman Beer.
Right.
Dumpster in front of the Young Israel.
And then they take it away before. Yeah. Well, that's not your property anymore. That's the city property, right. That's city property, right. And the point is to have a dumping ground available for you where it's not in your Rishus, and you're not going to be, I guess, responsible for it in any which way, and it's not in your bin either. So that would be something which one should be careful with. Sometimes it's a little tricky because you have a few days before Pesach, you're not thinking about garbage collection, and you're cleaning out your vacuum bag, and you dump it into the kitchen garbage, as doing Pesach cleaning 2 days before, and then last minute you realize, oh my gosh, I put my garbage out 2 days ago. It's not being collected till tomorrow. Who knows what's sitting in the bottom of my bag from 3 days ago Pesach cleanup? You never know what's going to be there. You got to really plan ahead, based on when your collection day is. And how you do your Pesach cleaning to make sure that you don't end up with garbage bags that have been sitting on your property for the past couple of days and might have some chametz cleanup in there from a couple of days earlier.
How do you still reconcile the first component, which is any crumbs or anything that automatically becomes batel? I mean, why is that?
Oh, because the crumbs were so small and significant there wasn't even a chiv beer on them.
But when
you have the garbage, you have very often not just crumbs, you have pieces of food.
So this is volume based.
So it seems from Rav Moshe as if he's saying the following, that although the Gemara says that the crumbs is not a concern with regard to the fact that they're in your house on Pesach, but the pieces of food in the garbage, he says, are not just crumbs. Obviously, you often have pieces there that are.
Right, but if you only had crumbs in your garbage, that would.
Only crumbs in the garbage? Then I guess according to the Pashas, the Gemara, Habodik Tzarech Sheyevatel, but not because of the crumbs, it seems like the crumbs would not be an issue. Right, it seems that way, correct. That might get into the Machlokas Acharon, whether there's a Chiyev Bedik and beer on little crumbs. I think Chazanish was Machmer to do Bedik for crumbs in his farm. Others were not. But you're saying here where I'm mafkered and it's only crumbs. Yeah, you're right. According to that, that probably would not be problematic. Moshe's addressing garbage where you have pieces that are bigger than crumbs. And that's where he's concerned to make sure you have it off your property before the Zman Isra arrives.
So the birth case was big pieces, was not crumbs.
Presumably, right. Correct.